Hello, everybody. It is Random. Welcome in. I'm Kevin.
I'm Lyle.
And today we're talking about the end of the world, the apocalypse.
Right.
Is the world dying? Is it end days?
It's not, but it's interesting to think about.
Well, you know, it depends on who you talk to.
I mean, your uncle. Kevin's got an uncle who...
He's not an uncle, he's a cousin.
Cousin, sorry. But he's super old, like an uncle.
Dude's 80, so yeah.
Yeah. He's one of those dudes who always thinks the end times is next. Like, it's happening all the time.
Very religious guy. Yeah. And he's... I'm not going to say what church he goes to.
When you say religious, that you're talking about Christianity, correct?
I am. Doesn't celebrate Christmas as a
really?
Santa Claus type holiday, but is the anniversary, doesn't celebrate birthdays. It's like, it's the anniversary of,
so is
of
that,
the birth.
Is that Jehovah's Witness then?
No.
Well, I mean, they have a similar
they
approach.
Do. But really no holidays to speak of as celebrated
just,
as.
Just none.
Just none. You no know. Birthdays, that sort of thing. It's just, they
just
don't do it.
All about Jesus' birthday.
Well, it's the it's the celebration of his birth, but it's, you know, of the anniversary.
So does he do like
birth, but,
does he do
but
like
it's not gifts
Black Friday,
or,
Ash Wednesday kind of thing?
Not the way Catholics do.
Okay,
you know, but
I'm
they're
super
all religious.
Confused. There's so many different ones. I'm being genuine when I'm asking,
and you're asking the wrong freaking guy because I really don't know. let's put it this way: we went to a funeral last year. I know. Oh, I think it was a wedding. Anyway, a little while
same ago.
Same thing. Funeral, wedding, yeah. Something's ending.
It's all the same.
and my kids were, it was probably 3 or 4 years ago. And my son Jamie's like, what's that guy doing up there on the cross? I mean, that's
wow.
How little we go to church. I'm
right.
Like, eh.
But don't your kids go to a religious school?
No. Caryville's not religious.
It's not religious?
No.
Oh.
A lot of the kids that are there
I thought
are
they
religious,
had theological but... studies there.
No.
No?
No. And now they have Bible club and things like that. I think
so
most schools do.
What's funny about me, Kevin, is that...
Well, one of the things.
Well, there's many, right. Is that I'm not very interested in religion per se. Like, I grew up very, very Irish Catholic. Mass on Wednesday and Sunday. But I am extremely interested in theology. Like, I find it fascinating, the stories, the predictions, like all the things that are in theology, particularly from Christianity, but I'm interested in all of them because they all kind of have a similar theme,
right?
Which I always found interesting. Like, even if you go back before Christianity happened, there was always a nemesis, right? There's a good guy, there's a bad guy, you know, there's an afterlife. You know, there's ways to get there, and you have to, you know,
and there's
what I mean?
Sins and,
right,
and things
sure.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I've always been fascinated by it, but one of the things that has fascinated me the most has always been the end times.
Right.
Right. They always have a story for, hey, shit's gonna get fucked up.
Swarms of locusts.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's gonna end.
Right.
And there's a million stories about it, like movies and TV shows and...
Well, even in the Bible, you know, there's a
sure.
whole thing with the Antichrist.
Sure.
And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And Jesus will come back and all that sort of thing.
People and the horses and...
Yeah, you know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Now,
the horse, the rider with death, all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, fascinating stuff, man.
Whoops. Damn, I just monkeyed
okay?
with my headphones
okay.
there.
Okay, well done.
So, you know, there's a lot of apocalypse... type stories we can talk about. I mean, The Walking Dead is a huge one.
Well, dude,
the zombie apocalypse is one that everybody wants to talk about.
It is, and I, you know what, man? There is an actual rational explanation for it.
Yeah.
And it's rabies. So rabies actually attacks the brain, right? It makes people aggressive, right? And it could make them harder, quote unquote, to kill. I guess. I mean, they wouldn't be the Walking Dead because they'd still be alive, technically speaking.
Right.
However, like, they would have this horrible brain disorder that causes them to be aggressive and could give them energy in situations where they should be fading out from mortal injuries. They would still die if they got stabbed in the heart, right? Because, you know, biologically, bodies don't work that way. All zombies die from injuries to the brain, Kevin.
Of course.
But Rabies as a virus is one of the very few that could cause that kind of apocalypse. If it were to spread rapidly, like a zombie virus would, via scratch or via bite from humans, it's theoretically possible that it could happen. I think it's highly unlikely. I mean, I think it's far more likely that, like, the flu will kill us. Right. You know what I mean? It's just super deadly.
Yeah, but there's no fun in the flu.
No, there's not. It's not fun to think about. Just everybody gets sick, they drink some chicken soup, and they die anyway. Like, you know, it's horrible.
Captain Trips, baby.
Right, man. Yeah. That's so, the way it is, yeah.
So there are a few possibilities that could lead to a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Brain parasites being one of them. And you go, well, why is that? Well, half of the human population on Earth is infected with toxoplasmosis.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And most people don't know it because it lays dormant. But, you know, sometimes it presents itself and people basically just go batshit crazy. That's one of the ways. Yeah. Other neurotoxins, like if you saw The Serpent and the Rainbow.
I did.
Yeah, which was a great movie.
Great fucking movie. If you've never seen a great movie. And this should actually exist, dude. It's a documented substance. You know what I mean?
And basically it was about, what was the guy's name?
I can't remember. But
the guy who was the president in the first Independence Day.
Yeah.
Anyway, that dude.
Bill Paxton?
Schmarman? Yeah, Bill. Yeah, it's something. Yeah, Bill.
It's not Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton's somebody else.
He is.
Yeah, he was the guy from Twister.
Right.
Yeah, this is Bill Pullman you're thinking
Bill
of.
Pullman.
Right, he was.
Dude.
Yeah.
I had the first name. I had the last initial.
Okay.
I was close.
I was there for the rest of it, though. See, good
Thank
team.
You.
You and me, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. So basically, he's a scientist who hears about people who are you know, waking up. And after they've died, so he goes down to Haiti to find this out. And basically, you know, witchcraft and voodoo and all this kind of stuff ensue and et cetera. So if you haven't seen that movie, it's very hard to find now.
I have it on DVD.
I had the laser disc at one point and actually sold it for like $100.
Wow.
Yeah, it was one of those things that was very rare. So
what's funny is that that drug does exist, but there's another drug now called scopolamine. That is found in South America. It comes from a plant, and literally they grow on the fucking street down there. But this shit is super, they call it the devil's breath, and you just blow it in somebody's face, and you can...
That's what they did in the...
I know. Yeah. And you can tell someone to do something after they've inhaled this drug, and they will do it and have no memory of it. And there's documented cases.
Sounds like my kind of party.
Of people giving up like their entire life savings to other people voluntarily.
Right.
After being intoxicated.
Sounds like Jessica Jones.
With these drugs. Yeah. It's kind of similar to that. And it's super, super dangerous.
Actually, if you haven't seen Jessica Jones on Netflix, go now and begin.
Vice did a documentary on it. And it's really, really good. Like, and super scary because this shit literally grows everywhere. Like, it's just everywhere.
But you have to process it into a powder and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics around.
Like, and it leaves them very, very open to suggestion.
They are, and they don't have a memory afterwards. But what scares me more, Kevin, are these bugs. Are you familiar with the jewel wasp?
No.
It's a wasp that actually injects venom into a cockroach.
Right.
They've been known to take over spiders as well, which is horrifying. And they block a chemical in the brain that tells the cockroach, that basically blocks the cockroach's free will. And the jewel wasp will then take control of the cockroach and have it do its bidding, mainly to have other wasps, and the wasp then eat the cockroach.
Right, they inject the eggs into the cockroach, and the babies are born, and then dinner's served.
But the thing that's fucked up is that shit exists. Like, that is a precedent in nature that you can inject something into something else and then control it.
Yeah.
Right, and we've seen this time and time again, like, you know, humans have adapted things from other animals and bugs, and you know, we created stuff out of venom. We're looking at viruses to cure other diseases. You know that people are looking at this as a way to control other people. And the fucked up thing is, Like, it actually works in nature. So there is no real barrier other than some scientific research and time to making it a reality for human beings, or even much more horribly, like some other big mammal. Like, imagine if you could control rhinos and elephants. Like, you're the Beastmaster all of a sudden. Like, that's a powerful army.
Well, only if they understand English.
Well, do they have to?
Well, how could you control them otherwise?
Dr.
Friggin' Doodle or something?
How does the wasp control the cockroach? I don't know. There's a chemical. Fuck if I know. But it does happen. So that's horrifying. And that, like, literally, there could be somebody someday, we're talking about apocalyptic times now, who just runs lions. They're just like, yeah, I got lions. What's up? Like, that's real. And it's kind of cool, but it's also kind of horrifying. Like, if there could be battles between, like, two people who have the same technology, and one has lions and one has apes, and they just fight. Like, they make the apes fight the lions, and yeah,
I feel that, like, that should be kind of cool. It'd
be a great movie. Yeah,
Have you heard of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease?
Oh, yeah, man. This is a good one.
If you saw the movie 28 Days Later,
yeah.
Basically the symptoms of this great disease, film. Changes in gait, like, you know, you're walking, it's kind of funky, you have hallucinations, lack of coordination, stumbling and falling, muscle twitches, jerking seizures, rapidly developing delirium.
You said jerking.
I did. So it's extremely rare, of course, but you know, basically, you know, if you have this disease, you're a fast zombie, which is the worst kind of zombie.
Yeah.
If you play World at War, you know,
yeah.
And, well, you see the occasional fast zombie, you don't want
and
that.
And there's one major rule, guys. We don't set zombies on fire.
That would be bad.
Because you know what they do? They set everything else on
fire. Right, because they can still walk.
Right.
So also, neurogenesis.
Yeah, man. So all these things are fascinating ways to control human beings or have human beings flip out and stuff. But in reality, like, what's really going to happen? We got nuclear war. We have asteroids. We have super volcanoes. We have
earthquakes.
Right. Horrible things that are going to crush society. Now, I know some of you guys out there are thinking right now, look, man, it's all good. Like, we're, you know, I'm on the internet. Everything's, yeah, I'm watching Netflix. Like, everything's cool. Every society in history
thought everything was fine.
They thought it was permanent too.
Right.
So I don't want to scare you guys, but I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't going to last. Something's going to happen. Some crazy motherfucker like Hitler, right, will eventually succeed, or there will be an asteroid or a super volcano or a mega tsunami or, like, whatever. One of those things will happen. Maybe aliens?
Chances are not in our lifetime.
I think aliens is a really interesting one because a bunch of people have said, like, say aliens visited us, right? They're like, hey, what's up? Like, we're aliens.
I doubt that they would say that, but
no, that's exactly how they sound.
Hey, what's up?
They surf a lot. I think what's funny is we have all these movies about us fighting aliens, and, you know, we always, right, we get fucked up at first, but then we fight back. And
turns out they're allergic to our air.
Right. We have this rebel alliance that comes along, and, you know, we have this rebellion and all this kind of shit. The bottom line is, and major scientists agree with this, Stephen Hawking has talked about it many, many times. If an alien race is advanced enough to reach us, us going to war with them is such a joke. Like, it's literally not even funny. Like, it's such a joke that we would be destroyed within seconds. Like, it wouldn't be, like, this whole drawn out, like, Terminator kind of, like, hey, we're fighting. Like, it just would just end. It would just be over. They would just go, oh, okay. Oh, what do you guys need? Oxygen? Yeah, let's turn that off in the planet because we know how to do that now.
Right.
Right. And then they turn it off for 30 seconds. Everybody dies. And they go, all right, let's pump some oxygen back in and, you know, let, you know, some of the animals live. But it just would end so quickly. That we, like, it just, like, it's so stupid.
The chances of a benevolent alien race landing and saying, hey, we're here to take you guys to the next step.
I don't know. Because I think we would do that. Like, I think.
Would we?
I think I think.
But you know what? If that alien race landed, we'd shoot them. What's the first thing we do when there's a UFO? We send planes after it, armed to the teeth.
We do. But I just think, like, if we were to go to another planet, and let's say that planet, just for example, the intelligent life had, I don't know, evolved from giraffes, right? And there's people walking around with big, long necks, right?
We'd laugh at them, first of all.
We would, but I think we would observe. I think we would watch.
Do you think we'd rock the prime directive?
I don't think we would attack, necessarily.
No, I don't think so.
Now, if they were living on a diamond planet, there would probably be some interest in, you know, fighting them. There might be some kind of, you know, operation that happened for us to get some diamonds. But at the same time, I don't think it would be our initial reaction to attack. It would be when other people got wind of it, then we would probably do that. And the question would be,
I don't know that I have that much faith in humanity to do the right thing.
I'm not saying we would do the right thing. I'm just saying, like, at first, like, NASA is, I don't think, is an evil organization. But after people find out that, oh shit, this place is full of diamonds, then maybe the corporations would get involved. There would be a lot of lobbying to go there and mine and all this kind of stuff. But the thing is, like, what, in your opinion, what would an alien race come here for? What?
Well, you know, if you look at the movies, they always come here because this planet is rich in resources. It's, you know,
yeah, but
metals. And,
but we know now in the universe that most planets are, most asteroids are, most solar systems have planets. Almost all of them, from what we found, have some sort of planets orbiting stars, right? So it's like, all right, there's a lot. It's pretty common. Life might not be. We don't know yet. But for, like, as far as, like, iron and fucking copper or whatever, like, mineral.
Yeah, you can find that in easier places than this.
Everywhere. It's just everywhere. So I'm curious as to what they would want from our planet. You know what I mean? I think it would be kind of like, oh, yeah, you guys got the same shit that's everywhere else, you know. But you got big dicks, so.
Food, maybe?
Maybe food.
Well, they wouldn't have that if they came to your house. They, you know,
right, no.
Food. Well,
they would have a lot of food, no big dicks.
Big dicks, yeah. Yeah. Well.
Clearly.
Maybe in the drawer.
Right.
Yeah, there is your side of the bed.
There is Blackzilla.
If only he were joking.
King Dong.
Yeah? You got one of those?
No, I'm just saying stuff. Yeah.
So anyway.
I mean, my wife might, but you know, I don't.
But well, she'd almost have to.
I don't judge, man. Yeah,
whatever. That's fine. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe, you know, showing up for food because we have, you know, we have fauna of which we're part, you know. So
maybe life is sort of rare, and obviously we know that life needs to eat life, whether it be animal-based or plant-based. We need nutrients. So that's possible, I suppose. But to travel that distance?
Well, you know, who knows? I mean, you know, really the only thing we have to go on is the imaginations of others.
True.
You know, the Gene Roddenberry vision is a cool vision to have. And, you know, it's funny because real life has been shaped by his vision.
It has.
You know?
It really has.
And
what a motherfucker that
dude. To a lesser degree, Star Wars, but.
Motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Good for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess, like, yeah.
His ashes are orbiting the planet. Man. I know. It's pretty cool.
Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
It is. So, you know, I really doubt that if there's going to be an apocalypse, that it's going to be an alien-based apocalypse.
No. So let's start talking about reality.
All right, so, you know, depending on your politics, you may or may not believe that climate change is a real thing, or you may believe that it's a real thing and that it's not really caused by humans. There's a lot of different sides to this, but either way.
There's really not.
Well, there's a lot of different opinions.
There's really not.
There's different opinions. Yeah. Whether you agree with those opinions or not, it's your opinion. So
there's the scientific opinion and then other people. Yeah. Climate change is real.
Climate change is real.
It has happened on this planet many, many times before.
Right. So the question is, you know, is man accelerating it? Yeah, of course. You know, anytime you're in an ecosystem, you're having an effect on that ecosystem.
Yes.
So, yeah, of course we're having an effect on how the climate behaves around the planet. Now, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, can we reverse actions to make it better? Maybe. Will it happen? You would need the cooperation of every government on the planet, and it's not going to happen.
It won't happen.
Right.
Yeah. So whatever climate change is going to happen, it's going to happen, like, and probably at an accelerated rate. And it's a very real threat to life as we know it, Kevin. That doesn't mean that life won't continue on. It's not necessarily apocalyptic, right? Because, dude, Waterworld happened. It was a movie. Didn't make great money.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Costner had gills. Kind of so killed that kind of ruined
Kevin
it.
Costner's career. Yeah. I love that movie, though. It was a cool movie. Yeah. Also, he made a movie called The Postman. Post-apocalyptic,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Also awesome. I loved it. It's a great movie. Tom Petty was in it.
He was.
Yeah. But anyway, I think that that's probably the most realistic.
El Postino.
Yeah.
Or Pistino, I guess, would be since he
Pistino,
was a dude.
Yeah. I think that's probably the most realistic scenario of a post-apocalyptic world where certain people survive because they were in the right area. It's not going to happen like, what was that fucking movie? The Day After Tomorrow or whatever, where like there was a big storm and everything froze. And
you know, a big tidal wave came in and washed away New York. And, it's going to be a slow, gradual thing.
It's going to
so if you're living, you know,
several Katrinas,
in Denver, you're probably fine.
Right. Several Katrinas. There's going to be some you know, terrible blizzards.
Do you know that it's been 127 months since there has been a major hurricane landfall in the United States?
I didn't know that.
I saw that the other day.
The thing is, though, we think in terms of the United States. And
being in the United States.
There are disasters all the fucking time over the U.S., right? But they're minimal compared to other stuff.
It's, you know, fires and landslides and mudslides. And
they're fucking massive numbers, right? It's just phenomenal numbers in terms of, like, what's going on globally. So just in the U.S., there's a lot. Then we go further, like globally, fuck off. There's a ton.
Tsunamis, earthquakes.
Like, there's shit going on all the time, right? It's only when it's like newsworthy, I guess, that we get all that kind of information. But I mean, dude, literally just simple thunderstorms kill people. They kill people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Lightning strikes motherfuckers. I watched a video on YouTube the other day. I don't know if it was real or not, but it was pretty impressive. Dude got struck by lightning, got up. Started walking and then got hit again and died.
Well, you figure if you get hit once, you're done.
Right.
You know, the chances
of getting... he had a fucking umbrella and shit, too. He's just
that's probably why he was carrying a goddamn metal umbrella.
Maybe, but dude, he got up and boom, hit him again and the fucker didn't get up again.
the other day, my young son, Jamie, had a baseball game. Yeah. So the field was, I don't know, a couple hundred yards from the parking lot.
Right.
You know, just the field was in the back of the field, so... you know, I had my camp chair, you know, and it's metal. And I walked it out and I was sitting there and then lightning comes and go, everybody out, you know, so everybody had to go sit in the car. So I had a 200 yard walk back to the car with lightning in the area and I'm clutching a big metal chair. Yeah. I'm like, I'm a lightning rod. I'm going to walk next to this fence so I'm not the highest metal thing there is here. Those kind of things cross your mind.
Didn't get struck though. Huh?
Didn't.
No.
Live to tell the tale.
All right. Good for you.
It rained.
I'm proud of you.
Game was canceled.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah.
But the point is that weather sucks, right? There's a lot of other shit. We have this, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, the random podcast, is that we have this bizarre view of our role in society now that, wow, that was loud.
Wow.
That removes us from the animal chain, the food chain, like we're different than everything else, but we're not. We're a part of this. We're a part of this entire system, right? You mentioned ecosystem before. We're a part of it. We are. The bottom line is, you know, nature doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
Like, it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, this volcano is going to erupt, and, you know, if you're in the way, you'll get melted.
Well, you know what?
The thing is, we're going to build an island.
You're talking about the planet, the global warming. There was a huge pause in that global warming over the past 30 years. You know what that pause was? Mount St. Helens. Yeah. It erupted, covered the Earth in the atmosphere in ash for several years, and it cooled the planet. I think the planet takes care of itself, and I wouldn't be surprised if something of that nature happened to kind of cool things down a bit. It's
interesting you say that.
All right.
Because the planet does take care of itself.
Right.
Listen.
Well, see, that's the thing. The planet's not going anywhere. It's the people that are going
right.
somewhere.
Right. That's my point. Yeah. Like, yeah. When we talk about the end of the world, we're not talking about the end of Earth. Earth will be fine.
Right.
We're talking about us. Earth is going to be totally fine. There'll be tons of animals. There'll be tons of other shit going on. Like, life is not going to stop existing on this planet until the sun burns out and, you know, basically expands till it, you know, melts the Earth, right? That's the only time that's going to happen. Or if there's a catastrophic, like, loss of atmosphere or something.
Right.
We've seen it time and time again on this planet. The dinosaurs are a perfect example. And we hearken back to that era and we're like, wow, that's such a shame. But that event that killed the dinosaurs made way for humans. It did.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, if they still exist, if there was fucking 50-foot chickens running around fucking eating people, there wouldn't be a lot of people.
No.
Right?
No. It would be hard. I mean, it would be hard to even go to the Wawa, you know.
And that's kind of what they believe. They believe they were just giant predatory birds, like, just fucking running around. Like, dude, I got chickens in my yard. They're vicious. They don't give a fuck, man. They will eat everything. There was a fucking little mouse got in my pen. Dude, it was like a goddamn horror movie. Yeah, it was like Scream, because there was more than one villain, and they were totally butchering this mouse. And I'm like, God, you're little T-Rexes. Like, seriously.
So I didn't know chickens were carnivorous.
Oh, dude, they're everything in this. They just...
How was that?
Everything in this.
All right.
They just... Dude, they just...
Do you mean omnivorous?
Yeah, but it's more than that, man. It's because they... mainly are herbivores, or like to just eat, you know, random shit. But if they get a chance, like if they see a mouse running around, they fucking just pounce, man. Then they're carnivores. You're like, holy shit, this thing's vicious.
So
dude,
when you eat that chicken, you're going to be eating the remnants of mouse.
I mean, it's good protein.
Yeah.
But dude, at the same time, I'm just saying, like, you know, we think about like Jurassic Park and how cool it would be and all this stuff. And we even do it today with like lions and tigers and stuff. Like, dude, they're vicious, dude.
Did you see the video of the woman? You know, I guess it was more than one person in the tent, and it had rained the night before. And I guess they were in South Africa on some sort of safari.
Of course they were.
Yeah, not a gun safari, probably a photo safari. That's what people do these days. So, and there was basically a mesh on the outside of the tent, and there were lions, two female lions on the outside of the tent,
holy
licking the water
shit
off of the tent.
Holy
and they're
shit.
They're filming it with the cell phone, you know, from me to the computer, which is, for those of you listening at home, a foot and a half. And so, she was like, what a privilege to be able to see these lions up close. You know, here's the thing. If the lion wanted in.
Oh.
You were done for.
You're done.
There's no privilege there. You got lucky.
I don't know if you know this or not, Kevin, but house cats, like regular cats. I have a bunch of cats because I live in the middle of nowhere.
You have a bunch of everything. You got a pig. You got chickens. You got dogs.
I have dogs. I have hedgehogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many animals do you have?
Let's see. Two hedgehogs, three dogs, three cats.
The pig.
The pig. Five chickens, six ducks.
So you have 20 animals running around your house.
Yeah. Well, they're not in my house.
Well, I mean, they're running around the house. They're not necessarily in the house.
The ducks and the chickens are outside. The hedgehogs have a cage. So it's really just the three dogs and three cats. And the dogs stay inside.
And the kids, of course, are running around the house.
Right. And the pig goes outside and the cats go outside. So anyway, Jesus Christ.
You know how many animals I have?
None. Except for the mice.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard them in a while.
Anyway, The point I'm trying to make, cats, domestic house cats, apparently they're super vicious, right? And I'm not exaggerating here. Feel free to look it up. They kill billions of mammals every year in the United States.
House cats.
House cats.
Mostly mice just and rats and other
fucking they murk everything they see.
Good thing.
They're just like, what's up? Fucking dead. Right? Like, they're just vicious. Now, imagine if that animal was 400 fucking pounds. Right? Fuck off with your hanging out with a tiger. You know what I mean?
You see the guy who jumped into the lion pen?
Yeah.
He did suicide by Simba?
Dude, what the fuck?
Well, and of course he was naked.
Well, valid strategy, honestly.
Well, you know.
I mean, it's going to get fucked up.
Yeah, but I think of other ways I'd want to go, you know?
The thing is,
take some pills and, you know, slide off into nothing.
I feel you. But we can manage that population. We can do that, right? But we have this weird separation that we make. Like, we're like, oh, they're fine. Like, we can totally control that.
What, cats? What are you talking about?
Yeah, just like wild animals. Right. But we don't realize, like, I don't know if you've seen documentaries on, like, lions in Africa. Right. And there's villages that are literally like, fuck you. Kill all of them. Like, because they killed my kid last week.
Right.
Like, how would you feel? You know what I mean? If a lion killed, like, dragged your kid out and ate it.
Well, that's what you were talking before about how we're kind of removed from the food chain. That really depends on where you are.
It does.
You and I are removed from the food chain, except for being on top of it.
Right.
Because
we're really not on top of it. We are because of weapons. But, dude, put us out into nature normally?
No, we're not because of weapons. We're because we don't live near animals.
Well, I mean, but some of us do, though, and we have weapons and houses and...
I'm saying you and me.
I know, but I'm just saying.
The dude who lives in Kenya who's got, you know, a house, but, you know, if you're walking in your yard, a hyena can run in and grab somebody, you know? Dude, it's crazy.
Australia, a tiny little fucking snake. Yeah. Snag your leg and you're fucking out.
A little spider.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah. So it's dumb. So I think that, like, this balance that we have, getting back to the apocalyptic argument.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that.
This balance that we have in nature right now is really suspect, especially if we start killing each other. Because if we really do, like, launch some biological or nuclear or, like, some newfangled weapon, whatever it is, and we take out the population, like a significant portion of it, dude, nature's going to be like, hi.
Well, that's what the whole, the Kingsman movie was about, was culling away, the riffraff and letting the planet heal itself.
It's going to be party time, dude. And they will fucking just totally be like, oh, whatever. Dude, wolves? Fucking coyotes?
Well, you saw I Am Legend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I read the book.
Too. Right, the lions and zoo animals were free in New York City.
Yeah,
you know, and he was stalking an animal, and a lion came and took it. And he was like, "Well, damn, what am I going to do about that?"
Nope, nothing.
Right.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of other lions. Yeah, man, it's fascinating to think like how fragile our hold on this world is, because it really, really is, man. I mean, I know that we drive our cars and drink our lattes, and it's all good right now. But, dude, one significant event to upset that balance, and then we're not at the top anymore. We're at the bottom. Like, we're good if we have guns and we have houses.
It's the wife calling.
Oh, okay. We have guns, we have houses, we have all that kind of stuff. We're good. But if we don't have that shit, if we're not... My wife is now texting. Huh. I have to go get water.
Do you?
Yeah.
I have water brought to me.
That's significant for
Isn't
you.
It?
Yeah, what a world you live in. There's people that are clamoring for it. Anyway, this where we are in terms of our control.
What are the odds of both of our SOs would be pinging us at that moment?
Probably next to zero.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does happen.
See, we're doing the show a little earlier than usual on this Wednesday, so they're not used to us doing this.
Right. Yeah. we did it early. Yeah. But I do think that given a culling or some sort of significant natural disaster that dwarfs the human population, and more significantly, if you give that a little bit time to where we run out of those weapons, because listen, you can point a gun and shoot it. How many times have you been shooting?
In my life? Right. Yeah, a dozen.
Right. Okay. So, but you can point a gun and shoot it. You can do that. We start running out of weapons or bullets for that matter. Do you know how to make bullets?
No, but you know, so, if I can find a library and a book, I can figure it out.
Powder starts to get wet. Right. We run out of that stuff.
Got to keep your powder dry, guys.
Let me ask you this. How many times have you fired a bow and arrow or fought with a spear?
Bow and arrow. I had a bow when I was a kid and I would shoot an arrow. When I was a teenager.
Okay. Do you think like you would need that? This is my point that I'm making. Right. We would go back to whatever age it would be. I mean, we would be a little bit more intelligent, but at the same time, we wouldn't have the resources that we have today to control being stalked by predators. And we totally would be. Wolves, fucking coyotes. Dude, I just listened to this podcast the other day. I wish I could remember the name of it, man. It's fucking fat. Dude, look up coyotes and, I don't know, something. Joe Rogan. He turned me on to it. But they talked about how coyotes, kill a ton of pets, right? They just eat pets.
Sure.
But the thing is, they'll befriend your dog. They'll be cool with it. They'll run around, they'll play catch, right? They're bouncing around. The dog's throwing something. The coyote's throwing something. They're going back and forth. They tire the dog out. And then a bunch of other coyotes show up and the dog's like, I thought we were boys.
These your buddies?
And the coyote that did it is like, nah, homie, your dinner.
Yeah.
And they fucking eat it. Like, they're super smart like that. Right? So these are things that know, and I want to stress this, man. They know how to survive in the real fucking world.
Right.
Right? They know how to do that shit. No matter how intelligent we are, right? We get 20 seconds in the fucking Amazon, we're scared.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because we don't know how to survive out there. We don't. We know how to survive in here with our internet.
You're like on your phone, like, I don't have a cell signal. Yeah, what the hell? Like,
what the fuck do I do? Right, I can't get a latte. I'm feeling kind of sluggish. Fuck you. Like, there's a whole other world out there that will fuck you up. And let me tell you something, dude. Getting back to the real apocalypse, asteroid hits, super volcano, fuck off.
Done. So
both have the same kind of effect on the planet. Whereas an asteroid hits, it'll produce a dust cloud. If it hits in the water, it's way worse because the water will just decimate everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, more than decimate. Decimate means take 10%. But, yeah.
Right, one out of 10. It'll just annihilate everything.
Yeah.
But
we figure that most of the world's population lives within 150 miles of a coast.
Yeah. Dude, super volcano? Dude, Yellowstone, it's due to erupt. Dude, if it blows, we're fucked. It's going to block out the sun for like 100 years. Yeah. Right? So it's just, okay.
Yeah, global warming instantly becomes not an
issue.
It's
literally global 30 degrees below.
Ice age is what it is.
If you're warm.
Yeah.
Right. It's just over. Right? And like, I know we're
and
like,
that's, you know, that's the kind of thing where you know, humanity moves underground.
Yeah, or, you know, tries to survive like with wood and stuff like that. But how many of you motherfuckers know how to chop down a tree and then cut it up into wood and then make a fire and then keep your house warm? Like, fuck off.
Right.
You're done. You're done, man. We've become this species that has been pampered. Really, being born this way. And it wasn't like this.
Well, you know,
it wasn't like this even 50 years ago, Kevin.
I think in a lot of most civilizations, you're right, because you're talking about in the United States, there are people who can take care of themselves in that regard, but not a lot when you look at the total population. And you know, in more rural countries, there are more people that are prepared for that sort of thing that, you know, maybe not live on solar, but you know, they can hunt and fish and take care of themselves
right.
for food
right.
and things like that.
Right.
But, you know, you and me, dude, we wouldn't last 5 minutes.
So I know how to hunt. I know how to fish. You know, my dad
yeah,
taught me.
I do too. But,
my dad taught me.
You know,
and I'd like to think
hunt,
that
maybe not so much. Fish, yes.
I'd like to think that I would, you know, do stuff for my family. But honestly, I'd be the guy raiding the Safeway. Like, that's me.
Right. Everybody would at first until the Safeway's empty. I'd roll up
to the grocery store. Right. That'd be me. And then in my area, so you're a little bit more fucked, but, and listen, you don't have it that much better, but, or that much worse, but in my area.
Yeah, we live 3 miles from each other.
I know, but I have a lot of wildlife in my area. So like they're literally, I see deer in my backyard probably once every 2 months. So they're out there, like they're in the area. I could probably sustain for a little while, but still, it wouldn't be long, man. Like, and you talk about, like, have you ever watched that show, Life After People?
I have seen that show, yeah. Where it talks about, you know, 3 months or 2 weeks after humanity.
Within a few days.
Right, within a few days.
The nuclear plants would explode and or, like, destroy most of like what's ever around them. It would become irradiated.
There's fail safes, but eventually those fail safes are going to fail because there's no human to check them.
Right. So power goes out. Right. And dude, imagine what your life is like without power now. People that are listening. Right. So there's a bad storm. You lose power for 8 hours. You're like, what the fuck?
Right.
Right. This is permanent.
I hope the power comes back on before Game of Thrones comes on.
And then, not only is it permanent, but then the nuke plant down the road stops working too. It melts down, and there's a 500-acre radius that's immediate death. There's another 800 that are, you know, you're going to get cancer and die soon. Like, it's just massive areas would be devastated, right? And then the biggest threat... And this is what would happen, and this is the saddest part, and this is probably where we should close it up. Man, it's people, man. It's Walking Dead, right? Because, dude, you and me, we're good friends. I wouldn't do that to you. But if I see Billy Bob and he's got a pig, or somebody comes and sees me and they're like, hey, you got a fucking pig, guess what? It's on, dude. It's on, like, because my daughter's got to eat.
Yeah.
You know? And it's my daughter, and I love my daughter. And listen, I know you got a daughter, but she ain't my daughter. So it would be this whole thing, you know, and that's for the
Mad Max, dude.
For the few that survived, because there wouldn't be many if an asteroid. I mean, listen, it killed all the dinosaurs, super volcano, same thing, man. It just
didn't because there are a lot of species that have been around. You know, alligators, crocodiles, you know, survived that.
Sure, but they're not dinosaurs.
No. Yeah. What you're trying to say is it killed all the life on the planet, but not all.
I said dinosaurs, but it wouldn't kill all life on the planet. That's my point. It wouldn't. The people that were, or the animals or biological entities that were adapted to that environment, or that would adapt to that environment, would survive. But we would not be one of them. We're super fucking soft, dude.
Well, most of us are.
I mean... Okay, so let's say there's a bunch of fucking Les Strouds and Bear Grylls out there that can, you know, survive and shit.
Drink their own piss.
It's not enough. It's not enough
right.
to keep the population going. It's just not.
No, I mean, there would be a struggle to keep the species going.
Yeah, it would be.
You know?
Yeah, it's a bummer. We're all going to die. White horse.
I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime or even my kids. But
I mean, do you?
I don't know though because you know
It could happen now.
It could. Yeah.
I just read an article about how NASA's whole asteroid like calculation policy was completely off.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like any time one could hit, and well, we don't know.
One thing that makes me nervous about the whole what the government thinks is going to happen to the planet and stuff is that we're actively searching for other places humanity can go.
Right.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah. Well, there's a bad reason and there's a good reason. The bad reason is like we feel like, you know, this is not sustainable. The good reason though is that we realize that at some point we'll have to branch out and Mars is probably a good first step and then we can move on into our own Milky Way galaxy. We'll never go beyond our galaxy ever. It's just the distances are just too vast.
So you don't see, Star Trek warp drive,
I mean, you can have a warp drive all you want. You're talking about places that are, I think the closest other galaxy is like 20-something light years away. Like that's Andromeda. I could be talking about my ass, but that's 20-something light years to get there. Like light. And that's the cosmic speed limit. So you can't go faster than that. So warp drive, sure, but it's not light speed. You can't. So it would take you, you know, I don't know, 40, 50, 100 years to get there. But if you wanted to go to like far, wait, no, that was another solar system. That was the closest solar system. Another galaxy is like 100 million light years or some shit.
Yeah, probably not going to get there.
It's super fucking far away. Like, so we're in our corner of the
we're kind of in the right. in the backwoods of right. the Milky Way to
we're,
start with.
We're hanging out. This is our world, right? We can bounce around the Milky Way a little bit probably, but that's as far as we're ever going to go. Ever. And you know, to be perfectly honest, this planet's not going to last forever, and we are fucking it up. Regardless of your politics, like, just look around. There's fucking 8 billion people around shitting everywhere and throwing plastic Starbucks cups
right. out their and, fucking and windows. Not just that, but, you know, drinkable water is going to be a problem.
It's a major issue.
Pretty soon.
It's a major issue. It's a major
issue. You know, in a lot of places, it's an issue now.
Yeah.
You know, that it is. Having drinkable water.
It is.
And you know, amazing people are inventing amazing devices to be able to pull water out of places you never thought you could get water.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's saving lives.
And we're gonna continue to do that. And it's going to be incredible. And 3D printing is probably going to be a big part of that. So we can start like actually manufacturing food and water out of, you know, just molecules and shit like that. But at the same time, man, one spark, one thing happens and it's all over, man. Apocalypse now, bitches. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Smells like victory.
That was fun. I fucking love thinking about this shit.
It's very depressing.
It is.
No, you know, I'm going to go upstairs and hug my kids.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, and the thing is that, you know, you think about, oh, zombie apocalypse would be cool as shit. But really, it would suck because... You know, you look at The Walking Dead.
That's horrible.
It is. It's terrible. I mean, there's no electricity. You know, they have someone that where they are now.
All the women would be hairy. Spoilers. Who has razors?
Hell yeah.
Like banging a Yeti.
Been there. I was alive in the 80s, you know. Anyway.
Ew.
Yeah. So, you know, the grass remains cut wherever they go somehow.
Right.
You know, the zombies are cutting the grass.
Mowed a little bit, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's awful. I mean,
they got an edger at least.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the commercial where the three women stand in front of the little tiny bushes?
Yes.
And the little bushes in front of where their bush would be.
So
and
good.
One of them, they're trying to cut it with scissors, and the girl at the end has a little trimmer and cuts it into the shape of a heart.
Yep.
And it's raked. And Robbie looks at me and says, how is that on television?
Yeah. Call 2016,
I said,
bitches.
I said, liberals in the White House, baby. Liberals in the White House.
Vote liberal.
Only if you want to see bushes trimmed on television.
Yeah.
I'm not against it.
Me either. It's fine. Whatever.
You know what? At some point, I so want to talk politics.
I know, but it's fucking ridiculous.
It's so boring.
It is boring.
All right, we're out.
Later, bitches.
We'll see you soon.
Love you.
It's always a pleasure.
Love you guys. Mean it. Love you.
Being creepy now.